Hello and welcome from Good Shepherd Church of Camarillo. We're so glad you're with us. Here's today's message.
We've been looking at Psalm 23. We're going to continue looking at Psalm 23 today. We had to take a break from it last week, but again, so grateful for Greg walking us through part of Hebrews 11. But we're going to jump back into Psalm 23, the first Sunday. We looked at God as our provider. The Lord, our shepherd, is our provider. Today we're going to be looking at how he is our protector. Our third one, which will be in 2 weeks, actually, is going to be on the Lord, our shepherd, as our pursuer, how he pursues after us with his goodness and his mercy. And did forget to mention, any kids that want to head off for Kingdom Kids, I think they're already on their way. All right. But Psalm 23, we're going to be focusing in today on verse 4. But there once was a 4-year-old child who woke up in the middle of the night, and she was frightened, convinced that there in the darkness around her were all kinds of spooks and monsters. And then all alone, she got up and she ran to her parents' bedroom, as most kids do, and of course, her mother was there, and she calmed her down, and she took her by the hand, led her back to her own room, where she then flipped on the light and reassured the child with these words. She said, "You don't need to be afraid. You are not alone here in this room. Remember that God is in this room with you." And the little girl replied back to her mom. She said, "I know that God is here, but I need someone in this room who has some skin." Spoken so well, right? And isn't that so much where we find ourselves? You know, what that girl really wanted was the presence of another person, someone else, a flesh and blood human being to be with her there in that darkness. Let's admit it. I mean, no one likes to be left alone in the dark. That's just not what people look for or long for. And we're always comforted when we know that there's another person with us, or some of you maybe even take comfort in the fact that your cat is there next to you, or your dog is on the floor next to you. But what I want you to consider today, I want all of us to consider, is it enough for you to know that God is with you in times of fear? Is it enough for you to know that God is with you in times of fear? David, here in Psalm 23, as we start to look at Psalm 23, verse 4, he again expresses his confidence, his confident trust in the Lord, his shepherd, as he walked through what he called the valley of the shadow of death, or some ways to translate it would be the darkest valley. What was it for David that made him so confident amidst this danger and amidst this fear? It really wasn't the absence of evil that made him confident. It wasn't the absence of dangers or people or events in his life that would cause the fear. What it was his confident assurance that God was with him in the darkest valley, in the darkest moments. And as we continue to look here at Psalm 23, we're just going to be looking at verse 4. But as we look at this passage, I want to reread verses 1 through 3, and just to get that back in our minds. And so I want you to read along with me verses 1 through 3. It should be here up on the screen. So Psalm 23, starting at verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Now I want you to pause there. before we go on to verse 4. And I want you to notice something very significant as we look briefly at verses 1 through 3 here, and then as we transition on to verse 4, there's a very significant shift that happens. And I don't know if you are able to catch on to it going into verse 4 here, but up to this point, David is speaking about God. You notice that in the way he speaks. He's speaking about God. He says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." He's speaking, of course, in the third person. He's speaking about God. He's expressing his confidence to himself and to others in his trust in God, speaking about him. But now, as we go on to verse 4, I want you to notice this very significant shift here, starting at verse 4, and I'll read this for us. It says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Did you catch that very significant shift there? David goes from speaking about God to something so deep and something so personal. He's speaking to God. And why is that significant? Why is it significant? It's because David is now speaking of what he calls the valley of the shadow of death. He's speaking about the darkest valley that he has walked in, and he has felt the shadows closing in. And then in the midst of that, something so deep and something so intimate has happened between him and God that now David speaks to God, because he experienced the closeness and presence of God like he had never felt before. As David speaks of the darkest valley of his life, he experienced the deepest presence, the deepest feeling of the presence of God in the most intimate way. And that is an encouragement to each one of us, because whatever the darkest valley has been in your life, or whatever the darkest valley is right now, maybe you're in that dark valley right now, or whatever that dark valley is going to be in the future, the truth is this, is that when God is with you in it, it is going to make all the difference in the world. And it's going to be an experience like no other. And the main thing that I want to focus on as we meditate and dwell on verse 4 here in Psalm 23 is this, is that when God is with you in the darkest valley, this is what he'll do. When God is with you in the darkest valley, you will have the courage to face your greatest fear. It's a fact. It's a truth. When he is with you in the darkest valley, you will have courage to face your greatest fear. And David speaks here of his greatest fear. He explains it as walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, there's all different types of fear out there, and I don't know for you what your greatest fear is, and I want to push past some of the surface fears, you know, some of the phobias. You know, those are real and legitimate, and one study shows that, you know, the number one fear is public speaking. Number two, fear of heights. Number three, you get into like bugs and snakes and other animals. But I want to push past some of those fears or phobias, we might call them. Those are real and legitimate. I'm not trying to minimize them in any way. But I want to get below the surface into fears that are deep down in the heart of man. There's one source that identifies the three biggest fears of humans, and I believe that this gets deeper into our own hearts. And the first one, naturally, is the fear of death. It's a fear of losing a loved one that's closest to us, or naturally the fear of facing your own death. That's real and legitimate. That's the number one fear of man. The second, find this interesting, is a fear of the loss of autonomy. And what this means is a fear of being restricted or imprisoned or overwhelmed or paralyzed, feeling like things are out of your control, feeling like your freedom or your abilities are being taken away from you, or you've lost those abilities, those things that once upon a time you enjoyed, or you know that time is coming. And the third one is fear of separation, meaning a feeling of being rejected or abandoned or alone and isolated, fear of losing connection with people and being left all alone, isolated and separated from people or loved ones. And as we know, you know, there are all sorts of different solutions or treatments out there for fear in our world today. You know, there's therapists that help people work through fear, and so many great resources out there to help people overcome fear, and those are they'll have their place. They're good in certain contexts and certain ways. But what I want us to recognize here today is, spiritually speaking, we have the answer for all of these fears. And that answer comes through a personal relationship with our Almighty God, our Creator and our Maker, who is with us, as David proclaims, in the darkest valleys and the darkest moments of life. And this is what David confidently says. Remember what he says: I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Why? Why can he fear no evil? He says exactly why. He says, for you are with me, declaring once again that confidence in the Lord his shepherd. Remember that four-year-old little girl who, you know, alone in the dark, and remember what she said? She said, I know that God is here. I said, I do know it. Yes. You told me, and I know that, but I just want someone here who has some skin on. You know, we long for that. We long for that presence, that flesh and blood person to be with us. And the truth is that God is that person. How can we know? How can we actually know that God is with us in the darkest valley? How can we know that God is with us in our deepest fear? Here's how we know this. It's because God actually did put skin on. He put skin on when he came down to this earth in the person of Jesus Christ. When God became man and came here to this earth. And I love what one writer says here about Psalm 23:4, and speaks about Jesus being the good shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd, calls himself that. The good shepherd, this person says, the good shepherd does not send his sheep into places that he will not go. He does not send his sheep into places that he will not go. And we know that. We know that to be true. Because Jesus, who is God in human form, came down to this earth and walked the darkest valley that we can't ever even imagine or can't ever fully comprehend. What Jesus did when he put skin on, when he came to this place, to this earth, he lived a perfect life, did everything perfectly, loved perfectly, spoke truth perfectly, confronted people perfectly, and did what he said the good shepherd does. So the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And in the darkest moments, he endured the most intense separation. Ponder that for a second. He endured the most intense separation, one of the deepest fears that we fear as human beings, that fear of separation and that fear of death. He endured that. He went through that darkest valley, the deepest darkness that a human could ever experience, when he hung on the cross. That's when he did it. The Bible says, the Gospels say, that for 3 hours, darkness covered the land, and Jesus hung there alone on the cross in complete darkness, complete separation from anyone and anything. Listen to what 1 Peter 2:22-24. There's times, I believe, when God's word just completely speaks for itself. Don't need any explanation, no expounding. I want you to listen to these words from 1 Peter 2:20.
He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. And it's because he did this for us that we know that God does not lead us into places where he will not go and where he is not present with us. And just like David, we do not have to fear death. We do not have to fear loss. We do not have to fear separation or whatever your darkest valley is or whatever you imagine it to be, because he promises to be with you in it. I've talked several weeks now about Pastor Paul Nash, who is a dear friend to many in our congregation, helped in the earlier days of Good Shepherd get the church going. We continue to grieve over his passing on October 19th from complications due to COVID and pneumonia. And as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, Christy and I and one of our elders, Greg Seba, had the privilege of going to his celebration of life service, which was a powerful day of comfort and hope. There was sadness felt, definitely, but there was so much to be celebrated in a life so well lived by Pastor Paul and God's amazing work in and through him. One of the ways that we were significantly touched was not necessarily at the funeral service. It actually was after the funeral service, because inside the front cover of the program was printed the words of Psalm 23. Like many funerals or celebration of life services, that's a very popular passage to use. But underneath it, it noted that the last two sermons that Pastor Paul preached were on Psalm 23. And that there was a link underneath that to a sermon that he preached on July 18th of this year. The church that he preached at had live streamed the service and made it available. And so we wanted to listen to this message on our way back from the funeral. And we were just in awe of how God was working in Pastor Paul through this message, and especially as it came to verse 4, what we're looking at today in Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And those of you who knew Pastor Paul know that he was kind of a fiery preacher, and it was such a blessing to be able to listen to his voice again. But I want us to listen to this clip, listen to the words that Pastor Paul spoke under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This was just 6 weeks before he went into the hospital. So take a listen.
As we move through this, we quickly see that what is man's greatest fear? Well, we see that that's death. And we've had a real taste of that with COVID-19, haven't we? I mean, our country has moved from faith to fear. I mean, wherever you are on this whole matter, okay, the one thing we can agree on is our country has become fearful. And fear is always an indicator of a lack of faith. It's like a speedometer. And where the faith goes down, the fear goes up. And where the faith goes up, the fear goes down. And this is why I am talking and sharing this beloved passage today, is because we who are in the church, we who are true believers, have nothing to fear. Why? Because David puts it this way. because the Lord was his shepherd, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am not afraid. There's a confidence that comes here. I will not fear. Why? Because if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the victor over death lives within me. This is why our personal relationship with Jesus Christ is so essential, so critical, so vitally important, because we all will face death. It's a matter of when, and we don't know when. We don't know when.
We don't know when. We don't know when. But what we can know is that if Jesus lives in you, you have nothing to fear, because if you have confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God's word says it, and God's word is true. His promises are sure. And because of that, you can say, along with David, in your darkest moment, whenever or whatever that will be in the future, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will not fear death. I do not have to fear disease. I don't have to fear loss. I don't have to fear failure. I don't have to fear abandonment. Why? Because he says, you are with me. It is a fact, it is sure, that God is with you in every moment, and that he makes his presence deeply known in the darkest moments in life. And he goes on to speak about your rod and your staff. He says, they comfort me. Your rod, the shepherd's rod and the shepherd's staff. The rod was a symbol of protection of the shepherd. And your staff, it was a symbol of guidance, the shepherd guiding us along the way, continuing to protect us and guide us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And God, in his grace, has continued to give us a symbol of comfort, a symbol of protection. And that symbol, that sign, is the empty cross, the cross on which Jesus died, that he is no longer on that cross. And that sign of the cross is a sign and an assurance that Jesus has once and for all conquered sin and death. And because of that, we do not have to fear death. But we can know that we will live in eternity. But that also frees us to live without fear right now, here in this place in which we live. Now, there are going to be times that we still fear, or we become afraid of how, what the pain we're going to go through, or the pain we are going through. But what we can know is that God is with us, and we do not have to fear. We do not have to be ruled by fear. Fear is a human feeling. Worry is a human feeling. But we don't have to be locked up in fear, because we know that the Lord, our shepherd, is present with us, and we have nothing to fear. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you are with us in all things, and we can confidently say and know and declare that even though I walk through the darkest valley, you are with me. Show us that over and over again, from day to day, as we walk through the ups and downs of this life, the high points and in the lowest valleys. Continue to guide us along with your comfort and your presence. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.